Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If I were to label this past year, I would say it was the disaster of the month club. It just seemed that every time we turned around, there was a disaster. Whether it was a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, it was still disastrous. We had hurricanes, we had wildfires, we had mass shootings, we had war in regions of the world, we had political turmoil. If you were liberal, you thought that the conservatives were destroying the nation, and if you were conservative, you thought the liberals were destroying the nation. And it just seemed that life went to heck this year. It's a disappointment for many people. Even personally, it was a disappointment. I wasn't happy this month when I had to do 4 funerals in 1 month. Sometimes life really disappoints us. And that's why the scripture in Isaiah is so important. Because the people that he was speaking to were very disappointed. There was quite a buildup for the people of Israel, for you see, the exile was over. And they had been living in Babylon for about 50 years, and they were told it's okay to return home. And so many people did. And what was so wonderful about returning home was that they had a promise of money from the king, from a foreign king, said, if you go home and rebuild, I'll help you. But like so many disaster victims, once they arrived, there might have been some help early on, but then the help dried up. We read that in the papers all the time, don't we? There are still victims in Houston that are waiting assistance, and they don't have it. There's people in Puerto Rico that still don't have lights on. When disasters happen, people like to get together and get to work, and then after a few months, they forget about the people that are left. And so when these people returned to their homeland, they had help for a little while, but, you know, the king was busy. He had other things to deal with. Not only that, when they came home, they knew that rebuilding was going to be difficult, that they were coming home to a pile of rocks. But they hadn't anticipated the people who had been left there. These were the poor of the land that the Babylonians didn't think were worthy enough even to be taken away into exile. And boy, did they resent the folks that came back. There were people who didn't want Jerusalem rebuilt, and they actively opposed them. So here they come back thinking they're going to rebuild the glorious temple, thinking they're going to get their land back, and all they had was opposition. And they were disappointed. Disappointed with life, probably disappointed with God. And Isaiah tells them. He doesn't say, well, I have a reason for God's inaction, or, you know, he'll help you out eventually. He starts to shake them up, and he says, I want you to go back and rebuild that highway and rebuild the temple and rebuild the ruins, because God is not finished with us yet. Every time we are disappointed in life, sometimes we think, well, that's the end. But if we know God, we know anything about redemption, we know anything about salvation, what we find is, with God, every day is a new beginning. And he said, people of Israel, I'm going to give you a new name, and I'm going to give you a fresh start. And Jesus says to anyone who follows him, I'm going to give you a fresh start. It might look bleak now, but the failure is not the bleakness. The failure is when we say, this is the end, my life is over. And God says, no, it's just beginning. I remember when I was installed in my first church. Oh, it was a glorious day. I had worked at that church for 6 months. I had been their interim pastor. I was still in seminary. And I felt so proud because they liked me enough to call me as their permanent pastor. And they worked with me. They were so excited, or so it seemed. That first Sunday when I was installed, the place was packed. And there was such joy, and people were giving me accolades. And then the next week happened. And the next Sunday, there might have been 20 people in church. And I looked around, I thought, where did everybody go? And then the week after that, everyone who had a job in the church, anyone who had a ministry, and there weren't many because it was a small church, handed them over to me and quit their posts. I start to take that personally. And then I realized, well, you know, even if I was grossly incompetent, it would take a special kind of skill to get everybody unhappy with me in 2 weeks. What I found out after the fact was that they weren't unhappy, they were just tired. And they had held out and held their excitement long enough to get this kid in who was going to take care of things, and they could walk away. And I remember after each service going to the house and crying my eyes out. I thought my career was over before it started. Now, I didn't have a crystal ball, and I couldn't see into the future, and I couldn't see that after 32 years God had a plan. And I couldn't see that in 32 years I would be standing someplace else, and that all those experiences would be to my good. I couldn't see that then. All I knew was I had to stay and work through it. You see, God has promises for us, promises that will keep us, promises of a new life, but we have to do our part. And our part is to remain faithful. Our part is to hold on, even if it's by a pinky, until we see the outcome. And our part is to do what is right every single day. The prophet said that God has put a garment on me. He's put clothing on me, and the clothing was called righteousness. And righteousness means doing the right thing. So even when everyone is engaged in dishonesty, I am to be honest. Even if everyone else has no integrity, I am to retain my integrity. Even if everyone else is having joy and I'm miserable, I need to hold on and always do the right thing and be God's person. I don't know what 2018 holds. I'm sure there will be disasters, because that's life. I'm sure there's going to be disappointments, because that happens. But I know one thing beyond a shadow of a doubt, that with Jesus, every day is a new day, and every day is a new possibility, and every day I can find something of joy in this life. Whatever your disaster was this past year, it was not the end. It's a new beginning. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would help us to see past disasters, see past disappointments to you. And may we stay always walking in your light and in your grace each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.